Ephesians 3:18 is really our theme verse, but we are going to read the context and comment a little bit about its immediate context. We're going to again read verses 14 through 19, but please give special attention to verse 18. Hear now the word of the Lord. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Verse 18 with verse 19 as its referent, that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height of the love of God in Christ for us. Well, as we have some topical sermons for a time, I was reading a children's bedtime book by Zonder Kids this week, one evening to our toddler at bedtime. And I really appreciated it and where it went at the end of the book. And I looked on the back. I said, I know this. Which scripture, again, is this quoting or referring to? And it was Ephesians 3, verse 18. It's such a lovely thought that Paul would have us keep thinking about, and this book would have us think about, that I decided, let's think about that. Let's go to this verse and let us enjoy it as our own nighttime lullaby bed reading together, if you will, to send us to bed after this Sabbath evening sacrifice of praise. May we go to this verse and read it as God's children and just be greatly, greatly blessed by the enormity of his love for us. The book that I read is named I Love You This Much, and it's by Lynn Hodges and Sue Buchanan. And there's Mama Bear and there's Baby Bear. And first you see Mama Bear in a warm wake-up cuddle of Baby Bear in the early morning light. And both of their eyes are closed, especially Baby Bear's eyes are closed. And Mama Bear says to Baby Bear, when you arise with sleepy eyes, my smiling face you see. I always say, well, look who's up. You laugh and say, it's me. How I love your morning hug, you nestle in my touch. You wait to hear me whisper low, I love you this much. Next you see Mama Bear swinging Baby Bear around in the air and then standing on her hands in a headstand saying, I love you best, I love you most, I love you high, I love you low, I love you deep, I love you wide, I love you this much. And that's the refrain of the book, and it's based on Ephesians 3, verse 18. And of course, Baby Bear is loving all of us. Next, you see Mama Bear catches Baby Bear from falling from a tree, and then she sits on a log as he runs into her wide open arms, and she says, you run to me with open arms. I love to feel your touch. We shout out loud for all to hear, I love you this much. And then as they progress throughout the day and Mama Bear continues to keep Baby Bear safe, she applies her lesson. I trust you know that God is so by what I say and do. I tell you, he is safe and sure, and what he says is true. He holds you in his loving arms. You feel his tender touch. you hear the Heavenly Father say, I love you this much. And as Mama Bear carries Baby Bear in her arms, while he is now sleeping as she goes back to their cave at dusk, she whispers, when day is done, at setting sun, we bow our head and pray. I trust you to God's loving care. You safely drift away. I kiss you on your sleepy head with one last gentle touch. The words still ringing in your ears. I love you this much. And then the book closes with the refrain, I love you best, I love you most, I love you high, I love you low, I love you deep, I love you wide, I love you this much. I love you this much. This is the idea of Ephesians 3:18 that this lovely bedtime book is bringing for our children and bringing to you, Paul's bringing to you, God's children, this superfluous parental love of God for his children. And may you and I nestle up with the Lord, as it were, and just be blessed to have this amazing love expressed to us as he is eternal and the everlasting God. So is his love toward you enormously large and full. He's our Father. You know, Fernanda has often said, you know, I never understood love until I was a mother. Like, the depth of love that you have for your child is unbelievable. She says, as the mama bear, she'd do anything, she'd kill if she had to get a pregnant. Maybe I shouldn't share that part, but you get the idea. A little bit of exaggeration for sake of effect. But God loves us this much that he's the Father. Remember the sonship we saw this morning. That's the reason for no fear. Now, this love that God has towards us is beyond our ability to understand. Yet we can bask in it. We can enjoy it more and more. And the experience of just thinking about it and trying to enjoy the big hug from the Lord through his word of his love can help us better understand. Paul wants us to try. He wants us to try and more fully experience the incredibly fulfilling love of Christ. I give that to you as the idea of this verse in context. Paul wants you to try and more fully experience the incredibly fulfilling love of Christ. I mean, think of all those pop songs we'll hear. I mean, it isn't what we're all really looking for, to have a sense of identity and purpose, is love, looking for love in all the wrong places, right? Love, love, love is all you need. I mean, it's just the constant thing everyone is searching for. And God is saying, I have this infinite love, this love before you were born, before the foundation of the world. I have an everlasting love for you. Let's try to more fully enjoy it and be filled up with it, that our hearts are full with the love of God, that we don't go to the cisterns of this world and seek to fill up on the artificial fuel that will just burn up fast. In verse 19, Paul says that God's love surpasses knowledge. So again, he kind of recognizes you can't really understand this. How do you talk about it? You know, it's kind of like in Philippians when he says the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And yet we're supposed to try to grasp at understanding a little more and having it change us more. The beautiful thing about it is it's you'll never fully comprehend. You'll never fully grasp. Just keep enveloping yourself in it. You can't use it up. You can't get to the end of it. He says it's a surpassing knowledge. And yet in verse 18, he prays that you could more fully comprehend it. So there's this aspect of, but may you know it, and may you know it more. And he expresses how much room there is to grow in the love of God together. The breadth of God's love. The length of God's love. The depth of God's love. The height of God's love. You might think about it even in terms of the dimensions of the tabernacle and then the temple, these enormous buildings, his presence in there filling it. And think of the fact that it's actually just a type and shadow of the reality of the eternal temple in heaven. The length that Christ went to, the depth to come down from heaven to save you and me. Just try to take these things in. And then, it's like there's an ellipsis in the text, the end of verse 18. Notice this. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Of what? This is one of the things I struggled with as I looked at it in the Greek. I said, okay, I was thinking it's God's love we're talking about here, but it almost seems like maybe in the preceding verse, it's maybe the love of the saints in Christ. And I'm confident from looking at it, it's talking about the love of Christ for us. But it's like he doesn't complete a sentence. He kind of pauses and then he moves on. I submit to you, at least it feels like to me, it's almost like there's an ellipsis here. The immediate object is not mentioned. Again, verses 17 and 19 fill us in that he must be referring to the love of Christ toward us and as enjoyed together. But it's almost as if he pauses and then he just continues out of amazement. Wow! And then he just jumps right back into it and kind of gives us an ellipsis here for effect. From verse 18 to 19, I almost feel like you could read it like this. That Christ may dwell in your hearts verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that all ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. It's like there's just this ellipsis. There's this pause. He's so overwhelmed. He's so amazed gazing at this glorious, glorious thing of God's love. The dimensions so enormous, infinite really. And then he almost has to catch himself and come back into it. It surpasses knowledge. Wow! It's as if he was distracted by how marvelously gigantic is the love of God in Christ for us. It's like when you go out, you look out over the ocean or maybe the Grand Canyon or in the mountains, and you know, you're looking out at something, somebody might say something to you, or children, dad, you're like, Sorry, what? Because it's just breathtaking and mesmerizing. As Paul gazes and meditates in his imagination upon love's dimensions, he just pauses, it almost seems. He gets distracted. He can't ever find anything big enough to fit it. There's plenty of room. And I was thinking about it a little bit. This is a fairly silly example, but we have a bookshelf for Gabriel's room, and he can put books in and stuff. I forget how many shelves it has, but we've been waiting for where we bought it from IKEA for, you can buy these little cloth boxes that go in out to store things, and we've been waiting for them to be able to buy, but then we were at Target and we noticed, oh, they got a lot of options. And I said, wait, we got to make sure we know the right size, right? And some were, I think 10.5 by 10.5 by 11. I didn't think that was it. I called Rachel, can you measure it for us, please? And she did. And, you know, the height and length, 13 by 13. I said, oh, yeah, but give me the depth. And the depth was 15. And so you see these boxes at Target wouldn't fill up the box. It's too big. It's too deep. You know, you need more. There's so much space, you know. I mean, that's a silly example, but I mean, the depth, the width, all the dimensions of God's love are so broad. I mean, there's no box big enough to fill it. There's just so much room to be loved and to love God. But we can apply the significance, I think, a little bit from the end of Romans 8 we read this morning, remembering that we have the Spirit of God's sonship. We don't have to be afraid as his children. I think we can apply this idea from verses 38 and 39 of Romans 8. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can take from what Paul says here in Ephesians to appreciate that. How is it that nothing can separate us from the love of God, depth, height, wherever it is, wherever we find ourselves, the enormity of whatever we're facing? Because God's love, the dimensions of God's love, height and depth, width, everywhere, is everywhere. We can't escape Him, including we can't escape His love. Verse 19 of our text in Ephesians 3, Paul not only wants you to try and comprehend it more, but he also hopes that you would be filled in the fullness of God's love in Christ. Now that word fulfilled in the, filled in the Greek is, we looked at it in Matthew a little bit, it's pleroo. It means to be filled up to the brim, to reach the fullness of capacity. May you be filled up. You know, you and I, like the fulfillment of prophecy when Christ comes, He fulfills the brim of the prophecy. Prophecies have earlier references and partial fulfillment, but in Christ, everything is completely fulfilled to the brim. And we have in view that we can be filled to the brim by God's love. May we be just filled up to the brim by God's love as we better appreciate and understand the fullness. And again, it's the same word, plero. This unbelievably filling up of God's love to the brim everywhere, spilling over. That you would be fulfilled in your calling as a Christian as you would fully appreciate this. Christ's fullness of love. I mean, if you really bask in the love of another, is it not amazingly fulfilling? I mean, when you know you're loved by someone, truly loved, does it not fill you up and strengthen you? Of course, the love of anyone can't compare to the love of God. It's not eternal. It's not perfect. God's love is so fulfilling in every part of you. Let it in and be filled up by it. He loves you with an everlasting love, Jeremiah 31, verse 3. The breadth of His love, think about that. You cannot put your arms around the width of God's love, even if you were to join arms with all Christians of all time. You couldn't put your arms together around God's love. It's just too big. It's too wide. It's kind of like, you know, you see those pictures of people around a sequoia tree. Maybe 30 men try to link their arms, put it around a sequoia tree, and it doesn't happen. It's just too big and wide. You just can't reach around it. So little. These mammoth trunks of sequoia trees, so little compared to God's love, and yet you get the idea. You ever go close to one of those trees, what's the first thing you do? Become a tree hugger, right? And like, whoa. Well, this is just a little tiny taste of the idea of the width, the breadth of God's love. What about the length? You could circle the earth a million times over and barely have begun to travel along the endless trail of Christ's unending love. You never catch up to Him. You never come at the end of the road. It doesn't end. The depth of God's love, deep calls to deep indeed, and yet wherever you find yourself in the depth of despair, deep within your heart, or the depth of a well like Joseph, or a fiery furnace in Daniel, Christ is there walking with you and ministering to you always, even to the depths of the bottom of the ocean where Jonah found himself, at what he seemed at the time the end of the earth in Tarshish, and the height of God's love. As in the Psalms, as we sang this evening in Psalm 103, God's mercy because of His love is as high as the heavens over the earth. God's love, His mercy, removing your sins from you, Psalm 103. As far as the east is from the west, that's eternity, they don't touch. This height of His love, you could never reach close to touch the end of it. There is no end. Even if you are on the top of a spaceship, in your moon boots, in your tippy toes, trying to touch it, you couldn't. Beloved, just try and touch a rainbow for feeling of it. This rainbow, though it's been hijacked by others in more modern times, the rainbow is a sign of God's covenant love to His church. And every time you see it, I dare you, try to touch it. You keep trying. Strain your back and your muscles and your neck and hands and get a sense of, boy, God loves me a lot. Maybe this feels a little childish. We are approaching it in ways that we speak to a child, but beloved, we're the children of God, and frankly, we need to know that God loves us like this, and we need to respond to Him like a little child and just let it in and fill you up and say, I love you too, and fall asleep. Imagine those dimensions and marvel. Rejoice and be filled up and sing this children's song with me. Something I hear on Fernanda's phone all the time for our little guy. God's love is so wonderful. God's love is so wonderful. God's love is so wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, you can't get over it. So high, you can't get over it. So high, you can't get over it. Oh, wonderful love. So deep, you can't get under it. So deep, you can't get under it. So deep, you can't get under it. Oh, wonderful love. Before I continue, thanks for always bearing with me. I used to be in marketing, and I understand the value of echoic retention, which means you're going to have this song in your head when you get home. And if nothing else, you're going to apply it. So wide, you can't get around it. So wide, you can't get around it. So wide, you can't get around it. Oh, wonderful love. Glad to see you smiling, those younger and older children of God. Please don't call me complaining if you can't get to sleep tonight because you can't get the song out of your head. Just bask in the love. Call me in the morning. Indeed, beloved, God's love for you is utterly boundless. God's love for you is utterly unbound. Is this not more than enough to fill your heart to overflowing love and joy as you try and take it in a little more in your small noggins like mine? Still, let us try further as we partake of the bread and of the cup this evening. Jesus loves you so much, His hands were stretched from east to west on the cross to separate your sins from you forever. He came down from the heights of heaven all the way down to this earth to die for you. And then raised from the grave, He ascended all the way back up to sit on His throne and rule for you and conquer for you and usher in God's love to you from the Holy of Holies itself, remembering God is love. So partake and be fulfilled with the fullness of Christ's love. And that is the message for you this evening, beloved little bears. Be fulfilled. Be fulfilled with the fullness of God's love. Let us pray. Abba, Father, thank you for your love, the power of your love that casts out all fear. Oh, Lord, let us indeed comprehend a little more tonight, experience a little more deeply within, see it all around us wide and long, your love. Let us recognize we can't get over it, we can't get under it, can't get around it. Your wonderful love. Lord, we just ask that you would help us to love you back better for you having first loved us, having loved us that you sent your Son to die for us, having loved us before the foundation of the world, always loving us with an everlasting love. Lord, let us remember that without love, as we would respond, our faith would be in vain. You love us. This was all about love for you. And so let it be all about love for us, for you and our neighbor, especially our brethren, And may you fill us up more and more to the brim with your love that spills over everywhere, wherever we are, within or without. And let your love pour through us to others. Forgive us as we turn away for false worldly love that is not love, for it is not self-sacrificing. But yours is, so may ours be. Lord, fill us up with these thoughts, for we do acknowledge, as Paul seems to be hinting, these things are too wonderful for us. Yet, let them become more and more wonderful to us. May we more and more appreciate your love for us, your love in us, and let that fruit grow, Holy Spirit. And let us do everything out of love. Your love. You are the fountain of love. Let it stream and bubble up within us. And let it bless the world. Let us remember that to love you is to keep your commandments. Lord, thank you for first loving us, and thank you for proving your love. Help us to go home and just be blessed like little children, to have the large and warm and soft embrace of our parents' arms around us. And let us indeed fall asleep comforted by your all-embracing, encompassing, fulfilling, life-giving love. And let us look forward to heaven, when this will be to its brim and full for all of us in every way, from you, through us, to one another, and back to you perfectly, for we do confess that we do not love you with our whole heart, nor our neighbor as ourself. But thank you for your love to us in Christ, and let our minds be transformed, renewed, conform us more to the image of Christ and his love. And in his name we pray. Amen. Now receive the blessing, the benediction of Paul's doxology, in a sense, from Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21 that follow our immediate context of tonight's text. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.